podcasts have opened up the world of prison life to the public. In Colorado, People Serving Time are producing one that tackles the complexity of life behind bars and the purpose of prisons. Colorado Public Radio's Stephanie Wolf reports.
Denise, let's go ahead and check your...
My levels? Yeah, I had peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast. I'm really excited about interviewing Mr. Williams today.
Denise Presson looks over her hosting notes as a producer does a mic check. She says she didn't know much about podcasting before this project.
I've seen it on TV. That's about it. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's something you subscribe to. Other than that, I have no knowledge. I've been in prison for 10 years.
Presson is serving a 42-year sentence for second-degree murder. Today she's in a vault at a Colorado Department of Corrections center in Denver that used to store medical records. It's now a makeshift studio for the podcast team.
Because there's no windows, because we're in a sort of cement room, literally a vault, the sound is really nice.
That's Ashley Hamilton. She's the executive producer and a co-host. She also founded the University of Denver's Prison Arts Initiative. It runs a variety of art classes in prisons. The podcast is a new venture for the initiative.
We've never done this before, right? We're figuring this out.
Not just how to record and produce a podcast. Here in the prison, there are lots of logistical challenges.
We also live in a society where you and I are used to pulling out our phone to get whatever done that we need to get. You know, we're not working in that structure.
When the team is together, they'll work a 10 to 12 hour stretch. And because it's no small feat to transport everyone, the project is open to inmates from Sterling Correctional Facility and Denver's Women's Correctional Facility. Hamilton was amazed when the Department of Corrections approved bringing incarcerated men and women into the same room for the podcast.
Andrew Draper, co-host of Within and a resident of Sterling Correctional Facility.
Draper is serving a life sentence for first-degree murder and arson. He listens to podcasts and feels the medium has a certain power.
There's an emotion and there's an energy that translates that you don't get through the written word.
Many of the incarcerated people involved in this, or chosen for interviews, are in prison for crimes like murder, robbery, and assault. Here are some of their voices.
When you think the wrong thought, you do the wrong things.
My word meant absolutely nothing at that point, because I was what everyone else had created me to be.
And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, please, just let me keep my mind. Just let me hold on to my mind while I'm here.
They seem keenly aware of the sorrow they've caused and wonder how to manage that with the life they are living in its wake. Co-host Denise Presson.
And I think that's the ability to go accountability, the responsibility and reparation for that, and then to move past that to where I can still live a fulfilling life, whether it's inside or outside of prison.
They also are bringing prison officials into the conversations. They've talked to wardens and staff. And for this taping, they speak with Dean Williams, the head of Colorado's Department of Corrections.
Mr. Williams has entered. I'd love to introduce you.
It's good to see you again.
Williams settles behind the mic, and it's not long before the co-host asks meaty questions.
What is the purpose of prison, and who deserves to be in prison after they've expressed change or they've shown change?
I mean, this is a huge question, and I
Williams tells them straight up, you're here because you screwed up. But prison is a place for them to turn their lives around. Afterward, he says being interviewed rattled him in a way he didn't expect.
Even the people who were not interviewing me, to see them emotional because we're giving voice to something. And what impacted me is that I saw hope in their eyes where maybe hope didn't exist before.
The podcast team is planning 12 episodes on meaty topics for season one.
This, like, question around different types of crimes that have different moral value.
And dying in prison. They recently interviewed inmates on hospice care.
Also gang culture and the role that it plays, not just in prison, but really in society as a whole.
Co-host Denise Presson is well aware that victims and families of victims might listen.
Nothing I do can bring my victim back. That's the absolute truth in that.
She isn't trying to make excuses for what she did.
What I do hope is that the public, the people beyond the walls, can see that we are humans and that we are not just our crime.
That's the very idea inspiring poet William Graham today. He's serving a 72-year sentence. And for every episode, he writes an original poem. Today's is called The Shift. Ashley Hamilton reads it.
We are all born unprepared, calling for help. Only to discover life is real for us all, standing tall on the shoulders of change, telling ourselves
We can do better. We have to do better. We must.
Sometimes the inmates say working on the podcast is helping them do better, and they hope it will inspire others within the system to do better as well. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Wolfe in Denver.
And this program note, today's testimony in the impeachment hearings has come from President Trump's former Russia advisor, Fiona Hill, and Foreign Service officer David Holmes. We'll continue to analyze today's developments on this program and this afternoon on All Things Considered. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.